Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Take a look at the stars, just to feel like Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom, every Thursday evening, 6 till 7, playing the best in indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. And what a great start to the show tonight, brand new from the Sherlocks. And that is called A Man on the Loose. And Everything Must Make Sense, their fifth album, will be out February the 21st. And also Kieran, lead singer of the Sherlocks, will be my special guest on this show next week. But that's next week. This week, packed show for you. Special guest tonight, going to be talking to Holly and Lexi from indie band Berries. I'm going to be playing their new single. And also, talented blues guitarist Toby Lee. Going to be chatting to him about House on Fire, his second album, and House on Fire, the title track, which is out. All that coming up. Loads of great new music also from the likes of Johnny Lloyd, the likes of Blue Violet, the likes of The Horrors. And this is Low Moon. This is Waiting a Lifetime. What a great record that Low Moon and Waiting a Lifetime. Got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, all coming up. But it's the return of this band. Awesome. Call the Horrors. They are back with this track, The Silence That Remains. Enjoy this.
running back to you.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
President of style. Gonna paint the Oval Office pink and the hill with denim tiles. It's not my fault. Tuesday, and I'm head to toe in Gucci. Don't get me wrong, I am a strong believer in a hand-me-down. But the February issue of Vogue's knocking at my door. It's not my fault. We'll be right back.
The Amazing Blossoms there, and that is I Like Your Look from their latest album, Gary. Before that, The Horrors, The Silence That Remains, brand new stuff from them. Their sixth studio LP will be out on March the 21st next year and will be called Nightlife. Okay, we're going to be talking to Holly and Lexi from Berries very shortly and playing tracks from their new album. But first, this is from new one from Johnny Lloyd. He used to be in a band called Tribes back in 2010. And this is new from him. This is If You Love Them, Let Them Go.
Another weekend left unsaid, your cigarettes left by my bed. It was always me and you, it was always me and you. You leave me drenched in your perfume, said you wanted someone new. Guess the joke is all on me, guess the joke is all on me. Taste of whiskey on your lips, you ask me is there more than this. When did life become a drag, when did life become a drag. Every day it goes the same, disappointment push the blame. If you love them, let them go, if you love them, let them go. The day the angels fell to earth. Come around to get your things, you smile at me, I let you in. Did it always end this way, did it always end this way. For a minute I'm happy, then you get up and you leave. I'm hopeless once again, I'm hopeless once again. Did the sun come up today, I wouldn't notice anyway. You're a shadow on the floor, you're a shadow on the floor. Heartbreak, it starts within, then it pushes through your skin. If you love them, let them go, if you love them, let them go. Ooh. The day the angels fell to earth. If you love them, let them go. The day the angels fell to earth.
Nice track, Johnny Lloyd there. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Backroom, home of brand new music every Thursday night in the genres of indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. And first special guest coming up tonight is band called Berries. Their debut album was released in July 2022 called How We Function. They're back with a new album which drops tomorrow. Caught up with Holly and Lexi from the band, but I'm going to play this first. This is from the album. This is Jagged Routine.
Boys.
So good evening, Holly and Lexi from Banberries. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, hello.
It's good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you on and to talk about your new album. First album came out 2022, How We Function. New album is out next Friday through Extamar Recordings. So let's talk about the album and let's talk about kind of the process, kind of between the album 2022 to now. What's that been like? What's been like making this album? What's been different?
Well, the biggest difference is Lexi, which is a very, very, which is great. So yeah, obviously Lexi came on board pretty much just after, well, shortly after we released the debut, really.
Yeah.
And so then it's been really great, obviously, getting to know her writing process and then working on the new music together, sort of working out which directions we wanted to go in. So yeah, no, it feels like a really, really good album, album two. Yeah, it feels like we're in a really good place, which is always nice.
No, absolutely. And I've noticed kind of in your kind of lyric, you talk quite a bit about mental health and stuff. So I'm always interested in that in terms of musicians writing about that, because I always think kind of music's quite therapeutic anyway, in terms of, you know, writing about stuff. Kind of where does that come from, do you think? And I suppose the inspiration for the lyricals writing on your albums.
We both write the lyrics for Holly takes the lead on a lot of stuff, but we have similar writing styles. So, yeah, kind of chipped in a lot, which has been great. But in regards to mental health, I think we've all had our own struggles. So we draw on a lot of kind of personal experiences. And I think most of it is pretty much, about personal experiences. Wouldn't you say, Holly?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's always one of those things that sometimes it's a lot easier singing about it in a song than it is writing it down or talking about it. I think songs are definitely kind of like a diary, but so it depends how raw you go as well with it. But it's also nice for people to be able to make their own judgment and observations on what the songs are about. So it's sort of, you know, we're getting out what we need to, but hopefully people are kind of picking up also what they want to pick up from the songs. But a lot of it is kind of about growth and optimism within mental health struggles as well. It's not all just
doom and gloom.
Of course not.
Yeah. We try to be as positive as, you know.
No, sure, mate. Yeah.
That's
how people connect, though, isn't it? Like the lyrics is like people will decide what it means for them, you know. So
absolutely, yeah. I think that's the beauty of songwriting, is that, you know, it can mean different things for different people, so long as they can relate to it somehow. And I love what, you know, an individual story you can take from it, and I just think it's beautiful. I think it's amazing.
Absolutely. And so you've had Adrian Bushbig producer on board, works with people like Foo Fighters, Muse, bands like Everything, one of my favorite bands. love them. What was it like working with him?
It was very, very professional, and it was a bit of a dream, really. Just because this opportunity came up, and we kind of didn't want to get our hopes up in case he wasn't keen, because it was sort of pitched to him. So he sort of did all the mixing of the album, so he had to first and foremost enjoy and like the songs, which thankfully he did. So yeah, it was a great process, wasn't it? It was very efficient. We'd pass on our feedback. And it was pretty much just like, bam. Next mix, we're just like, yeah, that nailed it. Anything you want to add, Holly?
No, well, you said it perfectly. And just, I mean, obviously some of those records are our favourite records. So to have a chance to work with him to have him mix our stuff. We kind of knew he would add a little, you know, well, his own inspirations and influence to the record, and that's exactly what we wanted, and I feel that's exactly what's happened. So yeah, it's all good.
Amazing. And you know, you've, in terms of touring, so yeah, I mean, you've supported a lot of artists, people like Feedus, Subways, the Pearl White, bands like that, and now you're going on your own headline tour this month. I think the nearest one to Sheffield date, but I think the nearest one I think is Leeds Hyde Park Book Club on the 25th of October.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that? Like, just having just that headline tour, and obviously supporting comes with a bit less pressure, I guess, because
it's a big
watch the band and stuff. But when it becomes headline, it's like, I suppose that changes a bit. How are you feeling about getting on tour?
You've summed it up. Like, with the supporting, there is a lot less pressure. We're actually pumped for it though. We all work pretty hard, and we all work very hard, to be honest. And it's just, you know, it's just nice because people are coming to see not only the supports, because we've got some awesome supports, local supports on the whole tour, but you know, you're the main shebang, and people are coming to see you. It's really rewarding feeling, getting up on stage and, you know, seeing that, you know, a full room, and you're just like, wow, everyone's here, we did this. It's rewarding is how I'd put it.
Kind of a different feeling.
With extra pressure, sorry. So rewarding. Slightly nerve-wracking.
Well, what's been your highlight so far, do you think? I've been in a band on the last few years. What's the, I know, Lex, you've joined kind of a bit back later, but kind of what's your, any particular highlights that stand out for you so far?
Quite a few. Even in my two, three years in Berries, there's a few. I mean, the feeder shows were unbelievable. Holly was saying she used to play Buck Rogers, was it, Holly?
Yes, classic.
Classic,
yeah. Holly used to play Buck Rogers in a covers band. And then from going, you know, playing that in a covers band to just, you know, watching it live, and you've just supported them, it was surreal.
Yeah.
But yeah, Feeder is definitely.
Yeah. The temptation to play Bouncheck was.
I can imagine great guys to hang out with.
They're such lovely guys. Yeah, really, really lovely guys. Possibly this actually predates Lexi, which I am sorry, but going on tour with the Subways around Germany was very cool, just because we also got to go on there in their bus, which was our first experience of being on a bus, and it was like an 18 bed bus, and you just lived on the road, and then just went obviously to each city every night, woke up in a new city every morning. It was also very, very surreal, but really incredible. That's now how, that's the only way we like to tour now.
Yeah. that's the way to do. Are you going to do any more? Do you think you're going to do a kind of European tour after the UK one? Is that kind of in the pipeline?
It would be very, very good to get back there. It really felt like we went down well. Obviously, the European market is huge for rock music and stuff, so it would be amazing to get back out there. It's definitely on the cards. Just not sure exactly when, but...
A lot of bands I talk to, when we talk about kind of just touring Europe, just such a quite a different experience to UK audiences. And Germany seems to be one that's just... People just go a bit madder sometimes in Germany. Like, the German crowds seem to really love the rock music. Can feel a bit different to other countries sometimes, but
I agree. Germany just know how to put on a show, and just, I don't know, Germany's very special when it comes to playing, especially rock music. There's a lot of community run venues, and you really do get that vibe that it is a community and people are there because they love music. I can't really describe the difference between Germany and the UK. It's just it's just wonderful, isn't it, playing Germany.
They're very grateful when you go over as well. We kept being thanked like it was a chore for us to go over to Germany and play and be, you know, play all these amazing shows. They kept saying, thank you so much, you know, for bringing all music over here. It was like, this is amazing. And then they would come early to every show. So we would have a packed room. They'd buy all the merch. They still buy merch. You know, people from that tour, as soon as we put something up, they're right on it. And that is incredible. And it can't be said for, you know, for every place. That's really specific to Germany, I think, in my opinion.
So hopefully you'll get back out there. Yeah, you're on tour this month. Album's going to be out on the 18th. Very exciting to get that, and then just go and play that live. The album's called Berries. And Holly, Lexi, thanks so much for talking to me on the show today, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Watching Wax, that is Berries, and album is out tomorrow, second album. Thanks to Holly and Lexi for talking to me on the show. It's time for some music news now.
Music news.
So very sad news. Liam Payne from X One Direction has died at the age of 31, with the world of music and entertainment speaking out to pay tribute. It was announced via the Buenos Aires local newspaper, La Nación. The singer reportedly fell from the third floor of an Argentine hotel. CNN has since confirmed the British singer's death via statement from local authorities. They said police were called to the hotel in the capital's Palermo neighbourhood when they were notified of an aggressive man who could be under the effects of drugs and alcohol, though the man was not identified as Payne. In a statement to Rolling Stone, Buenos Aires Medical Emergency, same Payne fell from an height of about 13 to 14 metres and that he suffered severe injuries incompatible with life. The support acts for Oasis 2025 UK and Ireland reunion tour have reportedly been announced. Next summer, Liam and Noel Gallagher will play Oasis Live 25 to Cardiff, Manchester, London, Edinburgh and Dublin for their first show since 2009. The North American leg, Cage the Elephant, has already been announced, but according to an exclusive report, support will come from former frontman Richard Ashcroft and a cast, and the latter group recently opened for Liam on his Definitely Maybe 30th anniversary tour. That's the music news. Going to be chatting to Toby Lee very shortly, playing track from his new album. Before that, this is Blue Violet. This is called Barefoot on the Seine. Listen to the Backroom, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. So let's talk about my next guest. He's 19 years old. He's done so much already. Blues guitarist. His second album, House on Fire, came out on October the 4th. This is the title track from Edgar with chatting to him straight after this.
So, good evening. It's a pleasure to welcome Toby Lee to the show. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Paddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. We were just talking a little bit like that you're in Cornwall at the moment, and it's yes. Not great weather.
I would say it's quite sunny Cornwall, but unfortunately I'd be lying to you if I said that. It's pouring it down with rain and it's really miserable.
have a tourist headed home now, Toby?
Luckily so. It doesn't seem like people really enjoy the Cornish rain as much as the Cornish sunshine.
Now we've hit October, things might quiet down a little bit on the Cornish roads.
Yes, absolutely. It'll be slightly less chaos, hopefully.
So look, let's talk about your new single, new album, actually. You know, House on Fire, what a record that is. It's an amazing record. Tell me about that single. Tell me how that kind of came to be.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear you're enjoying it. I'm taking all the feedback I can possibly get at the moment. So that means the world to me. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. It's been an incredible experience with this album, to be honest, because it kind of came about as a little bit of an accident. We were kind of just talking with a couple of producer friends of mine, and we kind of just jokingly said, don't do an album. And then we kind of all just said, yeah, why not? And we literally jumped on it straight away. And so we went into the studio and we somehow, I'm not quite sure how, recorded 16 tracks in 3.5 days.
Wow.
And that, man, that wasn't just written. That was fully recorded as demos. Everything was live except from the drums. So it was all live: keyboards, vocals, guitars, bass, everything. And we had 16 tracks in 3.5 days. We're like, what is going on? This is crazy. This is like the ultimate team or a complete fluke. It was one of the two. And so we thought we'd give it a go and go back a week later just to kind of catch up on things. And we tried it again a week later and we didn't have the same effect. I think we got 2 songs in a day or in a couple of days or something. So there was something going on in the room at that point. And I think from the outset of recording, when House on Fire came about, I think it was pretty obvious that that was going to be the title track because it kind of had all the elements that I really wanted to get in terms of discussing the album as a whole, because it had a guitar based riff, it had a little solo in it, but it was quite catchy from a contemporary point of view to fit more into the modern world of music as opposed to the old school blues genre, if that makes sense.
And your debut album Aquarius came out in 2021, but this album is like all your material, all the original material, isn't it?
Exactly. So Aquarius was like a mix of a few covers and a few original tracks. And then I did one after, which was a fully covers album. And so my premise with this one, I was just like, I want it to be. Yeah, sorry, are you still there?
Yeah, still here. Just lost you a little bit, but we're back. It's okay.
Okie dokie. My aim with the whole album to start with was for it to be a fully originals album that was all no covers. But I wanted it to incorporate all my inspirations without doing like a copy cover song. I wanted it just to be kind of hints of the people that have inspired me over the years, whether it becomes from like a blues background or more of a ballad background or a rock background. So it was really, really a fun process to kind of create and listen to reference tracks and really bring the vision that I had in my head to life.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you've been at it. I mean, are you 19? Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, but you've been at it for a few years, right? So it started.
Yeah, it's been a long old journey.
Yeah, a long, long journey. So you must have started very, very young. Tell me how did it start? How did that journey begin?
Well, so I started on drums just purely because in terms of a musical instrument, I mean, just tapping on your knees or something, it was the easiest instrument to kind of pick up in the sense of, it's rhythm, it's natural rhythm. You can tap on anything and create some sort of vibe, I guess. But for me, it was very much a case of the guitar being something that we had around the house that I always wanted to play. But it's quite daunting. You kind of, you know, from tapping on your legs, you kind of think, wow, this is a full instrument. And at that time, it was kind of like everyone was having lessons and I wanted to just have a go. We always had instruments around the house. We always had drums. We always had pianos. We had guitars of all sorts. But I had a little ukulele and that's what I absolutely loved so much. So I couldn't live without it. And it stayed in the footwell of mum and dad's car. So that I just because it was like my comfort blanket. But yeah, it just natural evolution. I wanted to try some more things. So I went to guitar. So I gained a few extra strings. And I think I got my first kind of smaller guitar when I was 6, got my full size when I was 8, and then decided it's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life when I was 10.
Wow. And, you know, I heard that you did a kind of get well video to BB King. That right. And then there was an invite for you to go to Memphis.
Yes, I actually got a call from BB King's family just after he unfortunately passed away, saying, would I like to go out to Memphis and play with his all-star band in his club on Bill Street in Memphis? I'm like a 10-year-old thinking, what is going on? Yeah, exactly. But it was just little things like that to be recognised for what you're trying to do to help bring these people's music out again. It was just the most incredible honor, really, and a time that I will never ever forget.
You've had lots of highlights. You played with, you know, loads of big artists, lots of big guitarists already on the stage, and you're kind of 19. It feels like, wow, you know, how do you kind of keep your feet on the ground at the moment? Are you quite a kind of grounded person?
Well, I'm an only child, so when I come home, it's just me, mum and dad, and 3 dogs. On a farm in the middle of nowhere in Cornwall. So in terms of coming home, even though it's a long trip because Cornwall just seems to be so far away from everywhere, when you're coming home, you're home. And I'm obsessed with old classic cars. So when I'm home, I just tinker around with them. And I'm just a normal person, but I just like playing music. You know, it's just my life. And I'm very lucky to have some incredible people around me. So yeah, I'm very, very fortunate.
That's amazing. You made a connection with Jules Holland as well. So you've been touring with him and you continue to go and tour. And how did that meeting come about? How did you kind of get involved with him?
So there was an interview with Kerris Matthews and the producer of her show on BBC Two, on BBC Radio Two. He worked for a company that were doing a movie about blues music. And they do it in kind of different parts of the world. So they did it in Chicago and Mississippi and all that kind of thing. And they brought it to London and they wanted to show how blues music had really hit London in the 60s and 70s and 80s and all that kind of thing and how it really landed. And so the only person really doing that at the moment is Mr. Jules Holland. And so they asked if I could be the youth side of things. And I met Jules in his studio. And within a couple of days, we'd sparked up a bit of a conversation and he asked if I'd like to go on tour for 30 shows. And then that 30 shows turned into 65, which was incredible.
And you're in the middle of a tour at the moment, aren't you? Just your own headline bits, you know, over this month. How's that going? You're kind of in the middle at the moment.
Yeah, literally bang center on the middle. It's been an incredible experience for me and the band. We've loved it. And then obviously, back out with Jules as of the 31st in Southend, I think. It's the Halloween show. I'm not sure if that will change the performance in any way. But no, it's been an incredible honour and I'm just so lucky to do what I love doing. I'm really fortunate.
What's it like, Toby, then kind of playing your own show? You know, you're playing lots of different size venues, I guess. Playing the kind of the smaller shows and then obviously you're playing these much bigger shows. How do you feel on those different stages?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it makes me appreciate the Jules Holland experience so much more because me and my band, a good show would be anywhere from 100 to 200 people. And obviously, in comparison to Jules's 1 to 2,000 people, when we're doing shows and there's literally been kind of the sound guy there or a guy and his dog or my parents or something, we've done so many shows that there's been no one at. And it really, really makes such a difference in terms of appreciating the opportunity that you've been given to be able to step out on the stage in front of an audience that Jules has built. I mean, he's done all the shows where there's been no one there. Every musician has to do it. It's how you build your audience. But it makes me appreciate the whole experience so, so much. And for me, it doesn't really matter where there's 10 people in the audience or 10,000. I'm always going to give the same show because they're there to support you and you've got to do exactly the same for them. You know,
amazing. And you're playing don't think there's any Sheffield out. You're playing Leeds, I think, Lending Room, 24th of October. That's probably the nearest, to Sheffield. And then after this tour, you've got the album out. I mean, it's a very exciting time for you, isn't it? The album's out. You got these big tours. When are you going to get some rest? I mean,
well, it's been a little bit hectic, that's for sure. I mean, I think so far in the last few months, I've had a matter of probably a couple of days off. Because as soon as you get home, it's then all the admin to prepare for the next leg. So there's never really a day off. But as I say, when you love what you do, it doesn't really matter too much because it's all part of the experience. But from the Jules Holland tour, we travel home on the 23rd of December. So it's going to be a long one, but it's all good. I get Christmas Day at home, so I don't mind.
Perfect. And then do you go back out on the road in the new year?
There are plans at the moment for an April tour, which should be a lot of fun. We've got some exciting things kind of in the pipeline for next year, which we're kind of confirming and planning out for the moment. But let's just say this year's been an absolute whirlwind, and next year even more so. So I'm very, very excited. It'll be a lot of fun.
Toby, that's amazing. House of Fire, the album's out now. The title track, that's out. You can, like I say, catch you in Leeds, 24th of October. There are other dates as well. Thank you so much for talking to me tonight on the show. It's a pleasure, and good luck with everything. Great.
Thank you so much, Paddy. Nice to meet you virtually.
you too. Thanks, Toby. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry for the delay as well. I'm really sorry about that. It's the joys of...
Good evening, Kevin.
So time for some gigs. Very quickly,
local and national gig guide.
So, this week in Sheffield, Cardinal Black at the Corporation tonight, Pompoco at Sydney and Matilda tomorrow, Saturday Glass Caves at Hallamshire Hotel on Sunday, got the Drystones at Shakespeare, Blossoms at the Octagon on Monday, Soft Play at the Octagon on Tuesday, and the Cossavetes at Yellow Arch on Wednesday. Skunk and Nancy are out on tour, Rock City on the 3rd of April next year, Manchester Apollo on the 4th of April, those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. The Wombats are doing an arena tour in 18th of March, kicks off at Nottingham Arena, and then to London, Cardiff, Manchester, Glasgow, Leeds Arena 26th. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And some new releases out tomorrow, albums wise, Alfie Tumman, Dirty Laundry, that's out, Berries and Berries, and Confidence Man, So True. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to Toby Lee, thanks to Berries. Gonna be chatting to Kieran from the Sherlocks next week, and gonna finish with this one. They're from Brisbane, Australia. They're called Dopamine, and this is Angela. Have a good evening.